Thank you for calling ACL. My name is Deirdre. This call is recorded for quality insurance purposes. How may I help you?
I was talking with a lady there a second ago concerning my delivery and installation that it was supposed to be done, and it still hasn't happened. And so I'm just checking on that to see if it's
Oh.
Because I was told. Go ahead.
Okay, sir. So your phone is breaking up. I'm not able to hear you clearly. Can you repeat that? I know you said you had a delivery today, correct?
Yes.
And it wasn't delivered?
Yes. A gentleman called me at about 9:30 this morning, and said that he was on his way. He was going to be here about 10:45, between 10:45 and 11. And so I left the office. I came home and didn't hear from him. I called back the number that he called from, didn't answer, sent him a text message, and I called in to the same scheduling service. They tried to get a hold of him. They tried to get a hold of his manager.
Okay. Can you go ahead for me and give me your zip?
My what?
Your zip code.
Oh, 30175.
Okay, so I'm just waiting for everything to pull up. And what's your name?
Okay. Tracy Abercrombie.
Okay, and you had a dishwasher installed?
It was supposed to be a dishwasher and a refrigerator.
A dishwasher and fridge, okay. So let's take a look and see.
You still there?
Yes, sir. I'm just looking in your account and seeing what's going on.
Okay.
Okay, sir. So I did try to reach out to the service provider. I was not able to get in contact with them. So I will just notate your account and send an escalated email.
They've done that two or three times. They've even told me that there was two people ahead of me and it was still going to be delivered. I mean, I just need to, do I need to wait?
Okay, sir. So,
like,
sir,
already.
I do apologize, but for some reason we don't have a good connection. It sounds a little robotic.
Well, I'm not sure what the problem is, but I've.
Okay, I can hear you better now.
Do I need to wait? Okay, I've got you up here closer. I need to still wait? When I come before, they said they had two people that was ahead of me, and they were, you know, they would still be, I guess, be delivering tonight. But I mean, it's, did they deliver into the night?
Okay. So
see, it's just strange because the guy that was delivering called and said he was on his way, and then I couldn't get a hold of him again. I texted him, gave him the gate number, the gate code, first of it, and now why is it saying time to schedule an appointment? I just got a text message, time to schedule an appointment. What happened?
You got a text message, sis.
I said time to schedule an appointment. I've had an appointment scheduled almost over a month now.
Just got that message?
I just got it just now. Just got a text message.
All right. So what I can do is...
I've already done all that. Did the preparation, you know, the... checkoff list. I've called today, talked to four different people, and just, I've been nice about it all day, but it's a little frustrating now.
Yes, sir. So
it's not your fault.
I know how frustrating it can be. But, sir. So all I'm able to do here, because I did try to reach out to the service provider, all I'm able to do here is send out an escalated email. I will get their area manager involved so they can see what's going on and why wasn't it delivered out.
Yeah, I mean, were the other deliveries that guy was supposed to do, were they delivered? Did it, I mean, that, you know.
So I'm not quite sure. We're not able just to pull up their full load like that and see what was out delivered or not.
So. So, you're not able to say still coming or not?
By what, let's see, you're located in?
In LJ, you're talking about Georgia, North Georgia.
In Georgia, so it's after 6 there, correct? So I'm not quite sure if they're still out delivering.
Well, see, that's the original timeline. The time was between 12 and 8. And then I got the text message that it was narrowed down to from 12 to 2.
Yeah, so I'm looking at that window right now. It does say 12 to 2.
And then like I said, this morning I get a call from delivery. I said he was on his way. He would be here about 10, between 10:45 and 11 o'clock. And I said, okay. I said, well, I'll go home now. And that's the last I heard. But I've got to call and talk to somebody out there. I said, just hold on and wait. And I've done that all day, and 8 hours later.
Okay, because I'm not
still on the refrigerator.
Yes. Okay, sir. So I do apologize for that, but I'm getting that email sent out and get everyone involved so they'll be able to see what's going on with that.
Well, they've sent that email 3 times today.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if.
Yes, I do see where.
The service. Yeah.
I do see where the email was sent out.
I misspelled recancel.
Okay, so let me look into something else for you.